latest team news from clubcall.com.
Hello, it's a very warm welcome on to this latest Newcastle United news bulletin. We start with news concerning defender DeAndre Yedlin, and he has called for a united front as the Magpies attempt to prevent their season from unravelling. Well, Newcastle slumped to a fourth successive Premier League defeat when they were humbled 3-0 at St James's Park on Saturday by Watford. And the fact that they have only scored just one goal in the process of that fourth successive defeat is a major concern for manager Rafael Benitez. Well, this is what Yedlin has had to say. We have to stay together, not just as a team, but as a club, the fans as well. That's what this whole club is built on. We have to make sure we stick together during this rough patch and come through it. We're just trying to stay positive. It's very hard to after a performance like that, but it's what you have to do. We're going to have drops like this, so you have to try and stay positive and bounce back. Well, it looks clear that Newcastle will have to strengthen in the January window, and it's thought that the Magpies are back on the trail of their summer target, Andreas Samaras, after sending a scout out to watch Benfica on Sunday. Well, it's thought that the Toon were among five English clubs that were represented at the Stadium of Light in Lisbon as Benfica ran out 6-0 victors against Vitória Setúbal to maintain contact with their traditional rivals Porto and Sporting Club. Well, Samaras was targeted by Newcastle last summer, with reports in July claiming the club had agreed personal terms with the 28-year-old Greece international. Of course, that didn't come off, but it could well in the January window, with Newcastle seemingly still interested in Samaras.